بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing on the advices of how to shun procrastination and laziness, Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haqsa from Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali quotes Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali as having said that the performance of good deeds, be it tilawa, nafil salah or dhikr, will result in a distinct change of heart. If one does not perceive any change, then realize that the heart is diseased, as is the case when someone is suffering from a nasal congestion and he will not appreciate the smell of sweet fragrances. When one is given the tawfiq by Allah Ta'ala to do good deeds and thereafter one engages in futility, one will most certainly experience a decline in spiritual strength. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has said that in things permissible is the contamination of sin. Futility, although initially does not constitute sinning, but the evil effects of the lack of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala results in one inclining towards sin. If this is the terrifying effect of something that is permissible with no reward or sin, can one well imagine the effects of evil deeds? One may question as to why our Kabir were so passionate about not indulging in futility. One would be compelled to reach this conclusion that they desired the noor of good deeds and obedience to be sustained and protected in the life of a believer. Our hearts are their containers, in that the performance of good deeds create an effulgence, and the need therefore is that the benefit be maintained so that one may get spiritual strength towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala forbid, if we slip into futility, all the benefits attained will waste away as if a tap is opened. One learns that to acquire nur is through obedience and devotional practices. This is destroyed by futility. The demand to abstain from futility is to ensure the maintenance of the nur. The simple method is that when one speaks, speak out of necessity. Added to this, whenever one requires to speak, ascertain whether one's speech is correct or has futility crept in. Contemplation on this issue is regarded as necessary on a continuous basis, to this extent that after every salah, istighfar should be made for lapses in futility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.